I won't spend much time by way of introduction because there's already been a fantastic introduction in the first session. But I was very struck by what David Judd said about creativity sometimes not being mentioned when people talk about leadership. And if you Google Amazon to see how many books have been written on leadership, you will find there are tens of thousands that are either about leadership or refer to it. And if you look at all the studies that have been done, mainly in North America, about leadership, and look at the sort of qualities that people look for in leaders in the corporate sector, creativity is never high enough on the list. So let's reclaim that and put creativity at the top. And I'd like to add another C word, which is courage, because I think more than anything else, people who lead courage. Anyway, we've got three very courageous people here today who are going to share with us their experience and their learning about ways in which they've been supported to lead in participatory sessions. They are, from my right, Caroline Bowditch, dance agent for change at the Scottish Dance Theatre. On my far left, Joshua Sofer, who's the artist fellow, the first ever artist fellow on the CLAW Leadership Programme. And near to me, Sean Gregory, who's the Director of Creative Learning for the Barbican and Guildhall School. So that's very exciting. Two of the speakers are going to use PowerPoint. So if you can't see the PowerPoint, please wave. And those of us who are in the way will wiggle out of the way. So without further ado, I'm going to hand straight over to Caroline, who's going to talk to us about how artists lead. How do artists lead and effect change, Caroline? Over to you.
Thank you.